Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am obsessed with helping small business owners, coaches, and consultants find their way to consistent revenue. Everyone I work with has a passion to use their talents to serve others. They just want to make an impact, yet they find themselves so often just running after business. Let's change that. Join us on Unstoppable Women in Business, where each episode we talk about how to create consistent revenue, make more money, and make more impact, all at the same time.
There comes a time in every entrepreneur's life where they are ready to hire a coach. They just are. And they go about it sometimes a little bit haphazardly. Have you been there? Have you said to yourself, I need a coach. I really have some dreams, some desires for my business, and I'm not sure how to get there by myself. So I'm going to hire a coach. So how do you do it? You go out and you ask people. You'll say, hey, so-and-so, you hired a coach, right? Did you like her or him? Would you hire him again? Do you think I should hire them? Let me just mention to you right now that that is the worst, that is the very worst way to hire a business coach that will fit you and help you drive your business, because you are not someone else. And so today on our episode, we're going to talk about the three things that are most important to keep in mind when you are considering hiring a business coach. Now, this is kind of funny because I am a business coach, right? But I still want to make sure I bring this out to people, because I only want to work with people that are a good fit for me. It's a much more pleasant experience for the coach. The client gets results. You both feel really good about the engagement. So when you're hiring a coach, it's not about feeling guilty if you decide to show up for the consult and then say, maybe this isn't a good fit. Don't ever worry about that, because any good coach only wants to work with people that are good fits for each other. All right, so today we're going to talk about the three things that you should consider, or at least think through, when you're starting to interview or find coaches to work with. So let's start first by knowing what you need. All right, so knowing what you need comes in a couple different varieties. Here's the way I look at knowing what you need in a business coach. It's first knowing who you are as a business owner. So there are three stages of business that any entrepreneur falls into. And the right coach will work best with certain stages, but not usually all stages. So let's talk about the three stages of business so that you can identify which one you happen to be in and consider that when you're hiring a coach. The first stage of business is called build. And that is something that happens, it might even be when your business is a side hustle. It might be that you're still in a full-time job, or you are in the dream phase of your business and you're just starting to put your business plans together. You haven't quite yet gotten a consistent flow of clients. Let's say that you might have gotten a client or two. Still at that place in your business where it's a little bit fuzzy. You're not sure if you've got the right programs identified. You're not certain if you're charging the right, although that happens to a lot of us all along the path. But the right amount for your services is always something that there's mind drama around. But let's talk about the fact that when you're building your business, it's almost like building the foundation of a house. You're starting to frame it in. You've got some things in your mind, but nothing is really completely formulated. That's a very special phase of business, and you need a very specific coach that can help you at the very earliest stages of your business. It takes definitely a very specific coach to work with you there. All right, the second phase of business is where most entrepreneurs find themselves. It is the phase of business that's called grow. So you've gone through the build phase, you've gotten more solid on who you are, what your niche is, what your programs are looking like, even though they aren't the finished, you're not yet offering exactly what you want to offer, but you've got a much better idea about how you will solve the problem for your ideal client. And the grow phase is probably a majority of women or entrepreneurs in general, the phase that they're in. You're there for quite a while, and you generally do not have a team. You may have a contractor, a VA, maybe one employee, but you are definitely working towards building consistent revenue. If you have a revenue goal that's clear and defined, and you're on your path towards reaching that, and in the back of your mind starting to think about how you'll expand those goals, those are good signs that you are in the grow phase of your business. There's a lot of business coaches, including myself, who thrive with people in grow phase. I love to take something that's already started to become molded and create a masterpiece out of it. That is, to me, that is the quintessential satisfying coaching to do. There's specific processes and ways that you go through it, and it's just such a fun journey. The third phase of a business growth is the scaling phase. Now, you see that word all the time. Are you ready to scale? It's one of those words that people use, and you're like, what exactly does that mean? And I believe that scaling, when you're at a point your business is scaling, what you're doing is you're adding on infrastructure and team. So you're really creating a very specifically defined business model, and you're growing at a rate that is very consistent, and you're finding new ways to be able to go to market and bring your business to a higher, more consistent level. So scaling, probably 10% or less of entrepreneurs would identify themselves in the scaling phase. So there's some over here in grow or build. There's some over here in scaling. A majority of small business owners or entrepreneurs are in the grow phase. So identify who you are and know whether or not you're dealing with a coach that specializes in the phase of business that you are in. All right, so that's the first thing. The second thing that I think you need to know about yourself before you hire a coach is, who are you becoming as a business owner? And that might sound really strange to you. It might be, who am I becoming? Listen, there's different stages that you go through personally when you're building your business. And some of the stages start with becoming just an expert in what you do. I work with a lot of coaches, and they come out of a certification program with a newly minted certificate of completion or certification. And it's a beautiful thing because their head is full of beautiful knowledge, and they have a desire to use this knowledge and their new skills in a way that will impact their ideal clients. So they are on the edge of becoming an expert. As they coach, as they use their knowledge and skills, they become more and more of an expert. And it's a beautiful thing to watch happen. That is almost like the entry point for an online business owner, because you have to be an expert at something in order to really be able to sell and get clients on a regular basis. But once you've become that expert in a solid way, you'll grow into something that's called an influencer or a thought leader. All right. So what I want you to understand is that you become expert, and once you see enough clients and you hear the problems and you know the solution, you become very firm in the way you see things, in the perspective that you hold about the problem that you solve, the condition that your ideal clients are in. And becoming a thought leader and publishing information and content and creating tools and creating programs and such around your specific perspective makes you a thought leader and creates a very unique approach that you can then use And that makes it easier to find clients because you can sell from a place of influence. You can sell from a place of becoming more than an expert. You're actually a leader or a thought leader in your area of expertise. And that is an amazing and just thrilling place to get to. I feel like it took me probably 5 years. Now, I was in sales for 20 years before becoming an entrepreneur, but it took me 5 years of running Unstoppable Women in Business and really understanding women entrepreneurs and their unique problems in how they face helping their clients. And so I have just probably in the last year felt confident to say that I have reached the level of being an influencer in my market. So it's a great place to know in your heart, but it's also a place which would change the business coach that I would work with, right? I don't want to work with someone who is not an influencer in the market that I'm in, because I would not be able to be guided by someone if they weren't in that place, that same place of being that level above expertise. So that's another thing that's important to know about yourself. There's one more level. So you've got the expert and then the influencer. And finally, the highest level that rolls up into who you are becoming is a CEO. So I believe that we are all CEOs of our business. We can say that because we are responsible and we run our business and we make our decisions. But the actual title or level of CEO really is deserved when you are running a multi-department company, when you have team members that are responsible for the business functions so that it frees you up to be the thought leader of the business. You may have a CFO or someone who handles finances. You may have a COO or someone who manages all of the operations. You may have a team that delivers from a client standpoint. You may even have some salespeople working for you, right? So at the top of the stack of who you are becoming, CEO as a multi-unit organization is what you're reaching for, or maybe you're not. But each one of these levels has a coach that would be appropriate to guide that level that you're in. So the two things you want to know when you're thinking about a business coach and you're thinking about what it is you need or who you are those two things. What phase of business are you in? And who am I becoming and where am I? And how do I find a coach that really fits where I am today in both of those aspects? All right. So that's number one. So number two, when you're thinking about who you want to hire as a coach or how to find the right coach for you, is who are they as a coach? Okay. So every coach has a specific style of how they deliver on their promises to help you overcome whatever particular problem you are facing at the time. All right. So there's three different types of styles that coaches have. And it's important for you to know which one works best for you. Here's the examples. So the first type of a coach will have a blueprint or a system that is built on how they did it. So in essence, it's like, look, I've been successful. Do it like I did it. They create these very specific systems, and quite often you'll see them fitting into courses that are delivered asynchronous, being you sit, you listen, you do a worksheet, and then you go off and you do it yourself. Okay, so here's the system. I will give it to you. You will implement it. You will be successful. That works for some people. As a matter of fact, that does work well when you're in the build phase of your business, because there is so much foundational work you have to put into place that it's better for you to take it one step at a time, listen, learn, do the worksheet, get the foundation in place, get to the point where you can execute on that foundation, and then you'll be ready for the next step of coaching, which is the second level, is working with someone who's a specialist. So a specialist is someone that has the answers, that will give you the answers. So it may be a combination of a system or a blueprint that you are implementing, and you get answers as you implement. So this could look like a group coaching program that has a course attached to it. So you are able to do a little bit of the work yourself, but then you go to the specialist or the expert, you ask the questions, they give you answers, right? So it's a very pleasant experience, especially if you are the grow phase. It's something where follow the leader would be a good way to put it. Here's what you need. Go try to do it, come back to me and ask me questions. I've got a couple different programs that are in that realm. The Success Collaborative is one of them, and my people really enjoy creating a plan based on a system that I've built and then having support as they're implementing it. It's a really well-rounded program for someone who's in the grow phase. Third type of style that a coach prefers to work in is something that's at what I call a strategy level. Okay, so they are coaches that will, executive coaches would be a great example of this, or a situation where you meet one-on-one with the coach, you describe your situation, and the coach works with you to create a strategy to move past where you are and into the next level of what you're looking to do. So a strategy coach is someone who will help you find the answers within yourself and guide you along on your strategy, but they don't necessarily deliver a system or a blueprint that you can follow. I would call the strategy coach someone who's appropriate for a CEO level person. So they are someone who just needs guidance. They've been doing their business, growth on their own, but they just need that little bit of check-in with someone, not so much accountability as to just say, hey, here's what's happening and here's what I'm experiencing. What's the next step for me? Help me think through this. All right, so those are three different styles of coaching, and you really need to know when you are hiring a coach, what style of coaching are they offering you? And does it fit you? Does it fit your needs? Does it fit you within what stage of business that you're in? Oh, those are just some ideas for you when you're thinking about who you are becoming. And what is the coach's style that you would prefer to work with? All right, the final thing I want you to think about, and this is so important, guys, when you are hiring a coach, it will be successful if you do both the first and second things that I just mentioned to you, but this third thing is really important. You need to define what success looks like. If you hire this coach, you need to get really clear. If I am going to pay a coach to help me, what does success look like? Be clear, be specific. What results would you require yourself to be able to achieve if you pay a coach to work with you? Now, I am not saying that the coach is responsible for getting you those results. I know that might sound funny to you, but think about it from the coach's standpoint. You come to a coaching engagement and it's a partnership. The coach does a lot of work, but you also do work. And the results happen when both of you are in sync with each other and doing the best work possible. So guaranteeing results for a coach is hard because you can say, well, I know I'm going to show up and I'm going to give you everything I've got, but it requires you to be able to do the work at the level that's appropriate. So here's the thing. It's not your fault if you don't get the results, and it's not the coach's fault. It's possibly a mismatch in the program. And that's why those first two steps are so important to vet. Because if you do that and you come to the coach with specific, clear results in mind, then you're going to have a really good possibility of having an extraordinarily successful experience with this coach. So be clear and specific about your results. And then the other thing I want you to do when you're hiring a coach is to make certain that you do have a good fit, that you want them to prove that the experience you're going to have meets your expectations. There's so many times when I hear people say they've been disappointed in a coaching engagement that they've been in. And sometimes when I listen to them, I'm like, well, didn't you know that it was going to be like, it was going to be this and not that? They didn't do the due diligence on the front end. So make certain that you are very clear about the experiences you will go through during your engagement with this coach. Know exactly what the experience will look like, how often you'll be meeting, what will the results look like, when will you know it's complete, what deliverables will you have at the end of the program. Be very clear so that at the end of engagement, the best thing a coach could ever hear their people say is, this was so much more than I expected. There's nothing worse than having someone be disappointed because we weren't clear in the beginning about what their experience was going to be like. And the last thing I do believe is really important is to ask for examples. Okay, so a lot of times people will say, well, do you have anyone I can talk to? Do you have a testimonial or something that would help me know that you're on the legit? Let's just put it that way. But I want you to think about it in maybe just a little bit of a different scenario. I want you to, at the end of the conversation, after the coach is very clear about what you're looking for and what your expectations are, ask them for an example of someone who fits your scenario, and specifically, how did the coach work with that person? What were they experiencing when they came into the engagement, and what results did they get from the coach on the back end? Okay, so it's a little bit different than just saying, hey, can I just talk to somebody who's happy with what you've done for them? Well, that's kind of easy. If a coach can't give you somebody who is happy, then you really need to run. But to ask them for someone who specifically fits your scenario, that's a whole other ballgame. And it can definitely make a difference in you understanding the things I've talked about before, really understanding the coach's style, understanding the deliverables and the experience that you're an important investment that you do make in yourself and in your business. So when you're ready to hire a coach, make sure you're very careful in how you pick that coach out so that you do have a good experience and you do get the results that you deserve. Hope this has helped. If there's anything I can do to support you, I would be honored to have a conversation. Let me know what's on your mind and maybe we may be a good fit for each other. Take care and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
Okay. Well, I hope you found that to be very useful. And if you did, can I ask you a favor? Would you mind popping in a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you enjoy listening on? It really does help people find the podcast easier and have access to this information as well. I'd love to get to know you more. If there's anything I can do to support you, it would be fun to just explore around and see what that might be. Check out my website at unstoppablewomeninbusiness.com. Until then, have a great day and talk soon.